We're learning the second siche on Parshas Achrei in Chelik Chof Beis on page 96. The shir today is being learned L'le Nishmas Rav Yosef Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menashe Koltman. Beim Siyim from the Sedre in the end of this week's Parsha is the Torah Misayim Parshas Arayis mit Nonzog. The Torah concludes the Parsha where it discusses Arayis, the forbidden relations, with the following command. Ushmartem es mishmarti, you should keep Meshmarti, what you're supposed to keep in these mitzvahs. Levilti asayis mechukis atayevis goyme, not to follow any of these behaviors which are abominable. Veloisitamu bem, do not become impure with them. Ani Hashem alekechem, I am Hashem your God. Shtaltzach Rashi of the Verte, veloisitamu behem, ani Hashem alekechem. So in the last words here of the Parsha, Rashi quotes these words and says, on his Mefarish, and explains as follows. Ho im tetamu. From this we understand, if you will become impure, eini elikechem, I am not your guard. Ve'atem nifsalim mi'acharai, and you are cut off from following after me. Uma hano yeshli b'chem, and what benefit do I have with you? Or what pleasure do I have with you? Ve'atem ischayvim kloya, and you then will deserve annihilation. L'kach nemar, this is why the pasuk here concludes and says, ani Hashem elikechem, I am Hashem your God. This is Rashi. Now, what's Rashi here coming to explain? The tam, favos Rashi is nit mefarish diverter ani Hashem lekechem. Now, first of all, the reason why Rashi does not explain these three words of ani Hashem lekechem via is mefarish beparshas ve'era. The way Rashi explains it, the first time when the Torah says this expression in Parshas Ve'era, ani Hashem, says Rashi, nem only parachulo, that Hashem can be trusted to punish when punishment is deserved. Or ani Hashem means neman litn schar. Hashem can be relied upon, he's trusted to give reward when the reward is deserved. So why doesn't Rashi here say a similar pshat regarding ani Hashem lekechem? Or befrat, as a zogdot, especially that Rashi there says, as a zoi is ani Hashem nidrash bekame mekaimis. This is the way, we explain the term of ani Hashem or ani Hashem lekechem in many places. So the reason why Rashi does not say this is v'mefarshim zen mazbir, as mefarshim explained this as follows. Der inyan ani Hashem nemol shalim schar. The meaning over here, the idea that Hashem says I give reward for my mitzvahs that are done, only para, and also the fact that Hashem punishes, yishen gishtaren frie in the parsha. It already said this earlier in the beginning of the parsha. So therefore there's no place to say that the Torah is repeating the same point again. Therefore we must say, when the Torah here is repeating and saying again at the end of the parasha, it's introducing a new point with this statement. However, we still need to understand what Rashi explains here. From the verte, v'loy sitambu behem, ani Hashem alekechem, when the Torah here says, do not become impure, I am your God, kemelo chayre norme daigzayn. So seemingly, the only thing that you could understand and explain here is, miklal heim, atishamei alav, the Torah says the positive, and from this you could deduce and understand the negative, that ha im tetamu, that if you will become impure, eini alekechem, I am not your God. So that's the beginning of what Rashi says, explaining what's the new point in these words. From vanet nemt Rashi the ale pratim v'sezok denach. However, from where does Rashi take all the additional details that Rashi says afterwards? That va'atim nifsalem acharai, you are cut off from following me. Uma nao yeshli b'chem, what benefit do I derive from you? And va'atim ischayim kloya, and that you deserve annihilation. Where does Rashi see this hinted in the meaning of these words in the pasuk here? Yes, it's true that Pirush steht in Teres Kainim. Rashi is repeating the pshat that it says in Teres Kainim. Aber, however, v'giret kam upon him, already explained many times, is nit in Yonif and Rashi b'pirushi al teire tzemaitik zayn droshes chazal u'b'lishaynan. Rashi's purpose in his Pirush on Teire is not just to quote the Pirush that it says in Chazal and to use verbatim, word for word, for what it says. Rashi brings what's necessary for the pshat and the pasuk. Befrat, as Rashi zokta nit, isa b'teiris kainim v'chayetze b'ze. Rashi does not point out that he's just quoting what it says in Teiris kainim. V'stafon is mochach. So therefore it's clear, as Rashi nemton, dem pirish, als pshutish al mikra. That Rashi is quoting this because, in Rashi's opinion, this is the simple meaning of the pasuk. The seist as diverter v'loy sitama behem. Ani Hashem lekeichem. These words do not become impure. I am your God. Bring terois the ale dry protim. It expresses the three details that Rashi says here: atem nefsalim yacharai, that you cut off from following me. Ma no yashli bechem. What benefit do I derive in you? Vatem mischayv kloya, and that you'll be deserving for annihilation. Istamua, so it's difficult to understand. From vanet is the hechrich and pshute shemikra of the pratim. Where is the proof, or what's forcing us to say in the simple pshat of the pasuk the details that Rashi says here? Can it then fit in? You can't answer and say as Rashi moves. That maybe we could say that Rashi here is just elaborating and explaining what does it really mean when we say that Hashem says, I am not your God. What does that consist of? What's the result of that? And therefore Rashi spells out these details of what Eini Elokeichem consists of, but there is no actual raya in the language of the pasuk here to all the details that Rashi says. Rather, this is the general explanation of Eini Elokeichem. So that can't be true. This content that Hashem says, I will not be your God, is already found earlier in Rashi himself. I think Pasuk in Parshas Lech, V'nasati l'cha goyim eretz kanan goyim v'yisi lehem l'lekim, is Rashi mifarish. So there Rashi explains when it says that Hashem says, I will give you this land and then I will be your God. So Rashi says, Avol ador v'chutz l'oretz kimi she'en lo yaleka. One that lives outside Eretz Yisrael is considered to be like one that has no God. When Rashi is the by nit meisiv kein bir, Rashi doesn't add any explanation what this means when Hashem says, I am not your God. Malachas kam v'kam nit kein pratim. Definitely, Rashi doesn't add any additional details about this. So why here is it necessary for Rashi to say these details? It must be because there's a certain hechrech in the language of the pasuk here that brings him to say these details. Move on. Another question here is the Yosef of Isiyim from Rashi. Rashi adds and concludes, "Lekach nemar ani Hashem lekechem." This is why the pasuk is saying these words, "Ani Hashem lekechem." Thus is the Rashi Meisif. What's Rashi adding by saying this? Obloshen from Ateretz Lakashia. It looks like Rashi is coming to answer a question. Lekach nemar. This is why it says. What question is he answering to explain that this is why it says? Nochmer, furthermore, from Aschalas Pirish Rashi, when you look at the beginning of Rashi, was Hashtaltzach of Diverte, V'loi Sitamu Behem, Ani Hashem Ulekechem, Rashi quotes all these words from the Pasuk, is Mashma, so from this it seems, as the Schwerigkeit in Pasuk is Euchen Diverte, V'loi Sitamu Behem. So it seems that the difficulty here in the Pasuk is also with the words of V'loi Sitamu Behem. Ubisiyum is Rashi Maitik Blois Diverter Ani Hashem Alekechem. But then in the end, when Rashi after he explains the details, and then he comes back and says that this is the meaning just of these three words of Ani Hashem Alekechem. Unit Valoisatamabem. And Rashi does not quote the words of Valoisatamabem that he does in the beginning of his Pirish. Okay, so now in order to explain this Rashi here, which is at the end of Parsha Sarayis, where the Torah concludes with these words, the Rebbe will bring us back to the beginning of the Parsha, what it says there as an introduction to the entire Parsha, and based on what it says there, we'll understand how Rashi explains the end, the conclusion, the closing of this Parsha. So we'll understand this. Let's first explain what Rashi says in the beginning of this Parsha, of these forbidden relations. At the end of the pasuk, in the beginning of the parsha, there it says these words also, Ani Hashem Alekechem. Rashi is mefarish, and there Rashi explains bepirushi abeis in the second shot that he says in those words. That Rabbi said about these words, Golui v'yidu alafonov, it's open and known Tashem. Shesayfon lenatek ba'arayis. That in the end, Yidden are going to cut off from Hashem with this aveda of arayis, the forbidden relations. Therefore Hashem comes with very strong words as a decree, Ani Hashem Alekechem, I am your God. What's the message with these words? Says Rashi, Du'u, mi geizer aleichem. You should know who is it that is decreeing this upon you. Dayon lihipara, he's a judge that will punish if you don't listen. And also v'neman, he can be relied upon, l'shalim schar, to reward you if you follow. That's the introduction and the meaning of Ani Hashem Elokeichem in the beginning of the parasha. Is l'chayden it move on? So here as well, all these different details that Rashi says about Ani Hashem Elokeichem also needs a clarification. Du'u mi geizer aleichem. When Rashi says that it's saying, know who is decreeing upon you. Undayan lehipara. And then when Rashi says that Hashem is the judge to punish, and v'nem al shalem schari can be relied upon to give reward. These are two completely separate interpretations of what Ani Hashem Elokeichem is saying. It's clear from the fact was bekama erta that in other places where Rashi is mefarish, where Rashi explains that Ani Hashem means nemol l'shalem schar, that Hashem gives reward, or the nemol l'yipara, or that He punishes v'chayetzu b'zeh, zokter nit diagdome du'umi geizer alechem. Usually, in other places, Rashi does not give the introduction that know who is decreeing upon you. On azay le'edoch, and same could be said in the reverse, bekame bekaymes is Rashi mefarish, and there are other places where Rashi explains that what does Ani Hashem mean? Gezarti aleichem, yitam rashoim li'yipater. I decree this upon you, and you can't exempt yourself from this. Or, da mi gazar al adavar, you should know who is decreeing on this matter. Va'al yeka be'enecho. It should not be light in your eyes. Unas dabai nit meisif nemon l'shalem schar v'chayetze b'zeh. And Rashi does not add and say that Hashem is trusted or relied upon to give reward. So it's clear we see that usually these are two different pirushim, two different meanings of Ani Hashem. If so, the question is, from Vanat Nemt Rashi, from where does Rashi take here to say, as Ani Hashem Elokeichem b'nidin didon, when it says here these words, meint beidin yonim, it includes both, du'umi geizer aleichem, know who is the one that decrees, on da'in li'parav enem ol'shalim schar, and that Hashem will punish or give reward. Is the bir b'zeh, so the explanation for why Rashi combines these two things together is as follows. By parsha sarayis gefintmen adovem yuchad. In this parsha of these forbidden relations, we find something which is unique. As Eide, the Torah hyped on to Mefarish and the Proteha Isurim, before the Torah begins and says the details of what is forbidden, state the Hagdome Klolis on Velachaba state from Kama Vekama and Yonim. The Torah gives a general introduction, and this introduction includes a few details in it. And the Torah says as follows, Kamais Eretz Mitzrayim, Goyim Eretz Kanan, Goyim Elei Sasu, don't follow the actions, the deeds of the people in Mitzrayim or in Eretz Kanan, Es Mishpotai Tasu, follow my mitzvahs, V'shamartim Es Chukaisai Goyimer, and you'll keep my laws. On the Psiche from the Hagdama Klolis, and then the opening pasuk of this entire general introduction, is, it begins with, V'yidaba Hashem Goyimer, Daba Bnei Yisrael Goyimer, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. That's the opening of this introduction to this parasha. Now the time for was teure git azah hagdome klolis va arucha umerube zu pashas harayis. The fact that the teure gives such a long and detailed introduction to this parasha of harayis is move on bepashtus. It's simply understood. Harayis zenen doch azah was nafshei shel adam misav lehem. These forbidden relations is something that there's a strong desire that a person has in this. To the point, as a filler noch di Allah's horis, and that even after all these warnings, is Virashi brengt it up, kanal soifon lenatek ba'arayis. That in the end, Yidden disconnected because of these avedis, of arayis. The Ribber, fadnerin sich divrei zirus und mereraz horis, so therefore it's necessary here to have special encouragement and warnings zu bavaren, as mizol sein, abgehitten dem, beistehend dem nisayin. To be careful, to protect yourself or to be guard yourself from this, to withstand the big test of this Isser of Arayis, where there's a very strong taiva that the nefesh of a person has. That's the reason for the lengthy introduction and encouragement. So now based on this, the three words of Ani Hashem Elokeichem state in the Psiche von der Hagdama Klolis. This is the opening statement of this general introduction regarding this whole parsha, is the Ribbe Mistaver, so it's logical to say, as thus is an inyan viziris klali. Then in these three words of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, this includes in it the general encouragement for everything that comes here later in the parsha. Thus is the tam, so this is the reason, was the erste pirish from Rashi, of Ani Hashem Elokeichem in the psiche, the first pshat that Rashi says in these three words of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, so Rashi says as follows, is kibaltem aleichem malchusi, You accept it upon yourself, my kingdom. So now accept upon yourself my decrees as well. Which is an inyan hachi klali. This is the most general point here for Yidden. Kabbalah sa'el mitzvahs gzeiris. To accept upon themselves the yoke of the mitzvahs, of the gzeiris, of the decrees that's coming here in this parasha. That's the first point Rashi says. And then in order to explain, that according to the second pirish that Rashi says, as ani Hashem alekeichem, is as hare nitnar of Kabbalah's gzeiris b'chlal. It's not just a warning to accept Hashem's decrees in general, nor be'ikir of inyan arayis, rather primarily here to accept these forbidden things, these forbidden relations, is ani Hashem alekeichem an inyan klali. That ani Hashem alekeichem is a general point, was the far is das bepsichas aparsha, and therefore it comes here at the opening of this parsha, is Rashi mefarish. So Rashi goes on and explains as their loshen ani Hashem alekeichem v'shtei da, that this expression of ani Hashem alekeichem that says here in this context is kailol kame pratim. It includes in it a few details. It's not just the general idea of ani Hashem alekeichem that means that Hashem rewards or Hashem punishes, and so on, like it says in other places, but here, in the context of this opening of the general akdama and encouragement for this entire parsha that's unique, we see that the Torah writes these words as ani Hashem alekeichem. Rashi says it contains in it more details of a message of what Yidden should think about when they come to this parsha. And therefore, yedavart is meramis if abazundere ashara. Each one of the three words of ani Hashem alekeichem hint to a different point in what Hashem is warning. Ani, the word ani says, du mi geizer alechem. Know who I am. Know who it is that is commanding or decreeing upon you. Hashem, nemol l'shalem schar. Hashem is the Eibishter that is kindness and therefore gives reward. And alekeichem is Hashem that will punish when punishment is deserved. Those are the three details that Rashi mentions here. Vazdi drai in yonim. These three details, zenen kailol ala eifanem klolim, this includes all the three general ways or approaches, durch velichem and ken bavirkena mention, veherrschen die taivis, wegen veliches retzich in der parsha. How you can influence or convince a person to control these desires and lusts that a person has regarding the subject that's discussed here in this parsha. Chotsh le zenen shtake taivis kanal, even if they are very strong lusts and desires. So these are the three points that Rashi is saying here in the opening and the beginning of this parsha that the Torah is mentioning to encourage a Yid how to control himself and discipline himself. So here the Rebbe elaborates more and explains what exactly is here in these three details of the Umi Geizer Aleichem, Nemon L'Shalim Schar, and Dayan Lihipora. Velendik uphalten a Yidin von a Taive G'dayla B'Yoyser. When you want to hold back a Yid from giving in to a very strong desire. Dafnim zum Alameshn Zogin, the first point that you have to tell him is, du mi geizer alechem. Know who it is that is decreeing upon you about this. And da wissen und gedenken, you must know and remember, as das ist a gzeire von dem Meivishn, der Beire ha'ilam u'man higay. It's a decree from Hashem, the creator of the world, and the one that conducts all matters in this world. And the Rebbe, so therefore, is meglech, as durch noch geben die Taive, heipich ratzen abeire, it's impossible that if you think that you desire something that seems to be something that will be so good and beneficial for you, it's impossible that something which is the opposite of the will of the creator of this world, zolem zayin gut, should be something that will be good and beneficial for you. That's the first point. That if you understand and know who it is that's decreeing this, it's not just a force, a power that's decreeing this upon you, that is saying, do so and so, even though it will not be good for you. No. If you know that the Eibishter is the one that creates the world and every moment makes everything happen, this is the real and ultimate good. Anything that's not according to His will, it's impossible that there should be a good experience in this. That's the first point. Ken zech aber eine proven einreden, but then one may try to convince himself, im artnit, that I don't care about the matter of asachrisa mara kalana, to use the expression of the pasuk that Chazal say, that in the end, giving in to this desire, it'll be bitter to me like a bitter herb. Arbi ervedevail hana haben von der taive. As long as, for the time being, right now I'm enjoying myself, let me just give in to this and enjoy myself for the time being, and you won't pay attention to what this may cause in the future. Darauf kommt die zweite Warnung. For this comes the second point of a lekechem that's dayan liyipara. That Hashem is a judge which pays or punishes. But Rashi here, when he talks about punishment, uses specifically this expression of lihipara. What does this mean? What's the meaning of the word lihipara? Faren oiver zayne fin ratzen Hashem, bakumpen denoch nitzdam anoynish. When one does not listen to the will of Hashem, it's not only that there's a consequence, there's a punishment. This is given to the person like something which is being paid back. What does it mean, being paid back? Hashem punishes in a manner where it's like paying back, he returns, which means what happens is Hashem causes that the entire pleasure that you had previously from this sin itself is all returned. That experience is completely wiped away. That he's left with nothing. It's all removed and taken away from him, that he's left with nothing other than just pain and suffering. So that's another way, the second approach, to explain a person how the taiva that's so burning and desired that a person wants to come and fulfill, but nevertheless, you should realize what he's going to be left with at the end. But then after this, the question becomes, Lama osa Hashem kacha? Why did Hashem create a person with this nature? Why does Hashem create a person with such a strong desire, which it seems to him that he can't overcome? So therefore the Pasuk says the third point, that Hashem can be relied upon to give reward. Hashem wants to reward Yidden. On the far stelt menim far anisayin. So therefore, Hashem creates a challenge, a test. Kedez lo baishtem den isayin and the far bakum ischar. And the point there is that he will overcome this test, and then he'll deserve the reward that Hashem gives. On vas shveres is the avoda to baishtem den isayin. The more difficult the work to overcome this challenge is, al tzmer schar v'te bakumen. More reward the person will receive. So those are the three details that the pasuk here says. Ani Hashem elekeichem. As a general introduction to this parsha, discussing a very difficult isser of arayis that a person struggles with to overcome. That's in the beginning of the parsha, as an opening, as an introduction, as an encouragement for all these isurim. Now, b'shas, we come to the siyum asedre. So then, based on this, now when you come at the conclusion, at the closing of this parsha, zetmen, as the Torah chazeteh v'kama azharas of arayis. We see that the Torah, after it says all the details, it repeats again warnings about these isurim of arayis. It says, al titamu b'cholela, don't become impure with all this. Shmartem oisam, atem, that is, es chukai saigoymer, keep all of my laws. And then the pasuk says, it says there in the pasuk regarding this that if one does not keep the esurim of arayis, there are various different punishments. That the land should not spit you out. Your soul will be cut off. And then comes the pasuk, the last pasuk in the parasha that we're dealing with here. Come to let's the pasuk ushmartem es mishmarti levilti asayis mechukes atayevis geimer. So the Torah again repeats that you should listen and you should not impurify yourself. I am your God. Why is this repetition here again at the end of the parsha? Is lu le'desiyum ani Hashem alekeichem? If not for the last three words of ani Hashem alekeichem, then we would explain and say as das was the Torah chazet dibe as haris v'chulu ushmartem es mishmarti goyim v'loy sitamba behem. The fact that the Torah repeats this again is al derech v'Rashi hat mefarish given frier b'im isser von achilles shratzim v'cholu. So you can explain this similar to what Rashi himself already explained earlier by when he speaks about the isser of eating from the creeping and crawling things that are non-kosher. As das is laver aleihem b'laven harbe. The Torah is repeating this so that when one does not listen, when he eats from this, he's over on more than one lav. The zelba lav meremal. It's one lav here regarding these shratzim that you over, and the Torah repeats it that it's more than one lav regarding this. That's what we would say here as well regarding the Isser of Arayis. But since over here the Torah repeats the Isser and then it adds and repeats the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Was in them is nitshaycha zogen harbe. Regarding ani Hashem alekeichem, the repetition here, you can't say that the Torah is repeating this again because it's more than one. That can't be said about ani Hashem alekeichem. So why is the Torah repeating again ani Hashem alekeichem? Is das machriach zu zogen? So it's this that forces us to say, as the ganze hemshach asiyum, that the whole conclusion here of this pasuk is nit lave chulu harbe. It's not so that you will transgress many times because it says another iser again. Rather, the Torah here is closing with the words ani Hashem alekeichem, similar to the opening in the introduction to this whole parsha. Just like this parsha begins with an introduction and a general encouragement, ani Hashem alekeichem, kamay seretz mitzrayim geimer, es mishpotei tasa geimer, shomartem es chokeisa geimer, as explained. Al derech zeh is the siyum ha-parsha mit an emel chazirus klali. Similar, it closes with a general encouragement, ushmartem geimer, and ani Hashem alekeichem. Was besteht aber der Oiftu und Yisroin von dem Zirus besiehem ha-parsha legabe dem Zirus shebet chilasa? What is added and what more is there here and what the Torah is encouraging at the end of the parsha, more than what it already said, the same words of ani Hashem alekeichem in the beginning of the parsha. If dem zakt Rashi, this is what Rashi is explaining here and says, v'loy sitamu behem ani Hashem alekeichem. What does this mean? The Torah here is adding that ha in tetamu, if you will become impure, ani alekeichem, I will not be your God. The chiddush da b'shteitin de shlila. What's new here and what the Torah is adding is the negative, that im tetamu, if you will be impure, ani alekeichem, you'll become cut off from Hashem. That's what's being said here. The chiddush b'im siyum, legabed em friedigim zirus. What's novel here in the conclusion regarding what it already said earlier? On the far kumtes lebesayif besiyem aparsha, and therefore it comes at the end to add a new point that ani Hashem alekeichem shebetchilas aparsha. When it says the three words of ani Hashem alekeichem in the beginning of this parsha is in yonim fun chiyuv. Here it's addressing encouragement for Yidden in the positive sense. The Rebbe is geizer of Yidden gzeiris to know who Hashem is, that He's the one that decrees. On in Beit Kavin, and that Hashem's involvement in encouraging Yidden to fulfill his mitzvahs is in both Dayan Lihipora, whether he's there and Hashem is disciplining with a consequence, or Venemo L'Shalom Schar, Hashem also is relied upon to reward. This is all Hashem's actions in the positive sense of his involvement in ensuring and encouraging Yidden to fulfill his Yisurim Yervarayis. That's in the beginning of the Parsha. When it says, Do, Einer. However, when there's an individual, all these three details as spelled out earlier, they have no effect on him. This will not persuade him to separate from these taivas. He knows who it is that commands. That runs the world, and the only goodness could be when you follow his will. And he also knows, as explained before, the point that Hashem punishes, and he punishes like a peroin, where he takes back any pleasure that you may think you would have. And also that you will lose any reward if you don't stand up to the challenge that will only give you greater reward. But nevertheless, the desire is still so powerful that he can't withstand this test. So here comes the addition in the end of the parsha. Is Torah Meisav B'Siyam HaParsha Noch Hanoifin V'Tzipoyelin Oichifin. So here the Torah adds another way how this individual can influence and persuade himself to hold himself back from this aveda. Durach Meidiyazayin, by letting him know, as Im Titamu, if you become impure, Eini Elekeichem, I will not be your God. Das riert on der Verbund von Eden mit den Eibischten. That the Isser of Arayis, forbidden relations, is not just a matter, Ben Adam Lachaveda, is something that is an Aveda in that sense, but it's something that actually touches and affects your relationship with Hashem. And as we can clearly see, as when a Yid hears such words, that Eini Elekeichem, that Hashem says to him, I am not your God, this completely shakes him up, and this is something that he can't handle. As the well-known vart that's brought in Ayem Yaim, Ayid, Nitter Vil, Un Nitter Kenzain, Abgerissen von Gattlichkeit. That when it comes to any Jew, he cannot handle to be separated, not he wants, not he can be separated or cut off from godliness. So this is the addition in the end of the parsha when the Torah says, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem," that one that cannot convince himself to put aside or to let go of this taiva, of this desire for Isra of Arayis, the Torah over here says the way to speak to such a person is to shake him up and to let him know, "Ani Elokeichem," you're cutting yourself off from Hashem, from your source of who you are. And that will definitely completely shake him up to separate from these avedas. That's the general kavana here in the conclusion in the end of the parsha. Now here the Rebbe comes back based on what we said, that what it says here at the end, the Ani Hashem Elokeichem, is related to the Ani Hashem Elokeichem in the opening of the parsha. We'll now understand the details that Rashi adds when he explains this point of Ani Elokeichem. Based on this, we'll also understand why Rashi elaborates and says the three details, that you will be cut off from following me, what benefit do I derive from you, and you will deserve to be annihilated. What are these three details here? These three words of Ani Hashem Elokeichem at the conclusion of this parsha is corresponding and similar to the Ani Hashem Elokeichem in the beginning of the parsha. On the chiluk is not, the difference though is, was frier is a senachiyuv. In the beginning, it's speaking about this in the positive sense, the details of Hashem's involvement regarding the Saveda, on some sof, and then in the end of the parsha, in shlila, in the negative, and how you can get cut off. Is move on, so therefore it's understood as kishem, v'yani Hashem alakechem shebetchilas ha-parsha is koilul drive protein. Just like Rashi explained in the beginning of the parsha, that Ani Hashem alakechem includes three details. Yedavart abazunde prat kanal barucho. Each word, ani, Hashem, alekeichem, is another detail in the introduction for this parsha. Is al derech ze oich by ani Hashem alekeichem shebesiyim asedre. So therefore, Rashi concludes and says similar in the end of the parsha, as is an enkeilol di zelbe drei pratim, that the three words of ani, Hashem, alekeichem includes the same three details, not in the meifun von shlila, but in the negative sense, in how a person gets cut off from Hashem, in these three details here. So what are the three details? That ani b'tchilas ha-parsha meint, as Rashi says, the ani, who am I, Hashem says, in the beginning of the parsha, is the u mi geizer aleichem. Know who it is that decrees upon you. For das weiß kanal, what this refers to is, wie der Eibishter vernemt sich mit jeden als sein Volk, welcher er sagt an Gzeres. This is Hashem himself saying, look, I'm here, I'm involving myself and decreeing upon you these Gzeres. That's the Ani in the beginning of the parsha. Now, b'makbil lezeh, in contrast to this, or corresponding to this, kommt besof a parsha, the tzad ha-shlili von selben inyan. You have over here the negative of the exact same point, that atem nifsalim me'acharai, that you will become cut off from following me. The word nifsalim is similar to the word psalacha, carve out for yourself, which means oishakin, to carve out and uptailin, and to separate. So in the beginning of the parasha, it talks about Hashem involving himself, and therefore there's a connection by the very fact that Hashem commands Yidden regarding these avedis. And in the end of the parasha, it says, if you don't keep, you get cut off from that connection that there is between you and Hashem. B'makbil to the minyan von Hashem. And then, in contrast to what it says in the beginning of the parsha, where it's with the term Hashem means Nemon l'shalem schar, that Hashem could be relied upon to give you reward, b'tchilas ha-parsha, that it said in the beginning. Was the tashlem schar vised, what is the idea of Hashem rewarding? What this indicates is, as by the Moivishn is nachasruach l'fanai, that we call it pleasure to Hashem. Ratano von avedis b'nei Yisrael. Hashem derives pleasure from the Yidden serving him. So here in the end of the parsha, in the negative, when one gets cut off from Hashem, here the pasuk says, "Uma hano yashli b'chem, shlilus hano." What pleasure do I have in you? The fact that Hashem says, hey, there's no pleasure in Yidden when they do not keep these mitzvahs here. And then the third point, b'makdol, tzum inyan alekeichem, which is dayan lihipara, b'tchilas ha-parsha, in contrast to alekeichem, which means that Hashem will punish, and that it says in the beginning of the parsha, was wie bald der Rebbe vernimmt sich mit der Jiden im zu meinisch sein. What it's really saying in the beginning of the parasha, when Hashem punishes, is that Hashem pays attention and he focuses on disciplining Yidden. What this really actually expresses is the relationship and the closeness and the love that Hashem has for Yidden. That's why he's disciplining. That's why there's a punishment, a consequence when the Aveiras happen. Especially according to what's known as the Einshim Shebeteire Zenelateves Adam. All punishments in the Torah are all for the benefit of the person. It's not something which is negative in intrinsically, where Hashem is trying to just hurt you, God forbid. On the contrary, it's love, where Hashem is trying to discipline you and guide you. That's the way it says it in the beginning of the parasha regarding the punishment. That by seeing Gevorin, at the conclusion of the parasha, the Torah warns and says, Atem mischayvim kloya, that you will be deserving annihilation, which means mefalirt the shaychus mit neibishn. We lose this connection to Hashem. Was hu chayecha, he is your life, ubemeile an inyan fun kloya rachman litzlan. And as a result, there is an annihilation, God forbid. This is the opposite of Hashem focusing on disciplining and expressing his closeness to Yidden in that sense. With this we understand also why Rashi then concludes at the end, Lekach Nemar Ani Hashem Elokeichem. This is why it says these words, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. What's Rashi adding by this? The mitvah Rashi klar machin. With this Rashi wants to make it clear, as das was azok di drei pratim, the reason that he's saying here these three details is vazezene verbunden kanal derech shlile mit di drei leshaynis and pasik Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Rashi wants to make it clear that the three details he's saying is not just three details elaborating upon the idea of being cut off from Hashem, but it's actually three details that are hinted in the three words of Ani and Hashem and Elokeichem. That's the pshat in Rashi here. As we see here, the end of the parasha, the conclusion is me'en, similar to the psiche, to the opening where the Torah gives the encouragement for a yid to be careful with these avedis of arayis, which is a very, very unique and strong taiva in a person, and therefore the Torah is giving unique encouragement, both in the positive and in the negative sense, for a person to take the kayach, to be able to overcome these taivas, these desires. Al derech achsidis yesh levayer. According to Chassidus, we could explain the shaykhis from the drei pratam anal to the drei l'shaynis ani Hashem l'keichem. We could explain the connection of the three details that Rashi says, how they're connected to the three expressions in the pasuk of ani Hashem l'keichem. Ba'ifan achem me'anal, this is in a different way than what was explained according to the pshat of Rashi. So what are the three expressions in the pasuk? Ani, I, Hashem himself, is atzmusoy, umohusoy, is barach. This refers to the essence of Hashem himself, is hechef on his havas olamis, completely removed and higher from a creation and existence of a world. Kamaimere Yedua, as the famous statement that Alter Rebbe says, Loi zehu ikir ha lekos, masha ha'ilamis misavim mimenu. This is not the way we define godliness, by the fact that he's a creator of the universe. That's a level where Hashem comes down from who he is himself. In his true reality of Hashem, there's no room for anything other than him. The fact that Hashem creates is Hashem coming down from who he truly is. That's the level of Ani. Aval pikein, but then vet oich Ani nimshach im Welt. The essence of Hashem is present and comes into the existence of the world that Hashem creates. For this is durech aveda, the aveda from Torah and mitzvahs, and this is accomplished through the aveda when a yid serves Hashem by learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. Ukemaimer, as it says in the Medrash, nesave akadosh baruch hu liyis leis barach dira betachtainim. The desire of Hashem was that he should have a dwelling here in these lower worlds. And what does the word dira mean? As durech teiro mitzvahs. When a yid learns teira and does mitzvahs, machen yidin die Welt for a dira, you create in this world a dwelling, and dwelling means latzmusay umohusay is barach, for the very essence of Hashem. How do you see this in the word dira? Punkt wie in dira sadam, just as it is with a person in his private home, the atzmus ha'adam darba dira. When a person is in his private place, he's not dressing up or presenting himself a certain aspect of who he is, like when he walks out in the street, when he is mingling with others, when he's in the privacy of his home, there he is to himself as he is, the essence of the person. That's the expression of Dira, where Hashem, the essence of Hashem, is brought into the world through Torah mitzvahs. That's the Ani in the pasuk here. Havaya, the second word of Havaya is Meloshon Mahava. Is Hashem coming down now to create the creator world, creation in the general sense of all worlds. Then unalekechem koychachem v'chiyuseichem. When the pasuk says your God, and when alekechem, the word aleka means the energy, the power, and it says alekechem that Hashem is your power. Biz koyach apoyel benifal. This is the power of Hashem that's invested within the created being, specifically each individual level. The madregu von alekos v'sus zich mislavish nivra. This refers to the level of godliness which is invested and present, specifically tailored according to the level of the individual creation that there is in the existence of the world. Those are the three levels that the pasuk is talking about in the three words of Ani, Hashem, Alekeichem. Nachdem sagt Rashi, and after this Rashi then says, Ha im tetamu, if you will be impure, Eini Alekeichem, I am not your God. Und das dik tzuchais in alle drei inyanim. And this is expressed in the three details that the pasuk here says. Der erste inyan, the first point, behemshich zu eini elikeichem, in the continuation and or in relation to what the pasuk says, elikeichem, elikeichem meaning I am your energy. This is the level of life that you have invested in your being, of what you simply the life of a person on his specific level that Hashem provides for him. That's the term of Elikeichem. So in connection to this is Vas Atem Nifsalim Me'acharai. Rashi uses the expression that you will be cut off from following behind me. Acharai, the expression Rashi uses, behind me, Bechinas Acharayim, the level that is the back, the behind of Hashem, what is this hint to? It's Shem Elikim. This refers to the name of Elikim, which is not the essence of Hashem, or not even a level of godliness where Hashem creates the worlds in general, but a much lower level where Hashem is coming down to exist and be in the world based on the level of its existence, according to the limitations of the existence of the world. That's a chirayim. That's a very low level of godliness. On Yidden, veren nifsal, abgeschnitten, when Yidden do aveiris, and these are here, we're talking about the arayis, so then they cut off from them koyach hapoyel benifal, from that power of Hashem that's invested and is felt within them. Shem alakim, the level of Shem alakim, that life that they have from Shem alakim is cut off. Then another point Rashi says, Uma no yeshli b'chem. What benefit do I derive from you? What is this referring to? The avodah in Yidden is gaidim tainig lamaila. When Yidden serve Hashem, this causes pleasure by Hashem. As Hashem says, Nisava, this was Hashem's desire. Nisava kadosh baruch hu yisleis baruch dir betachtainim. The term Nisava is the pleasure of Hashem. Thus is the tainug ha'atzmos ani fun avodah Torah mitzvahs. This is the pleasure of Hashem himself in the fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs of Yidden. Is im tetamu, in connection to this, Rashi says, if you'll be impure, then mahano yashli b'chem. This hano, the essence of Hashem that comes through Torah mitzvahs, will not be there. And the third point that Rashi says, v'atem mischayvim kloya, you'll deserve annihilation. Which means nit not, as das is the shlila from koyach apoyel benifal. Not only will you not have the connection to the energy of your personal life that's invested in you, nor as vet the shlila mitzad havaya. This will also negate the general power of creation that Hashem provides, which is klolis inyan ha'savos u'b'meila atam mischayvim kloya. And therefore, this brings about total annihilation on a general sense, besides the individual level of life that is invested in you that you're disconnecting from. Those are the three details here that you see in the words of Rashi, ani, the essence of Hashem, the general source for creation, and the specific alekeichem, the specific life, the force and energy that you have in your life. But however now, noch dem is Rashi Abba Messiah. After all of this, Rashi though concludes and says, lekach nema. This is why the pasuk here says, ani Hashem alekeichem. I am Hashem your God. What is Rashi saying with this conclusion? Dem mechuvin fun di azharis. What is the purpose of all of these warnings? Is nit as azol chas v'shalim zayna matziv, azam matziv. It's not, God forbid, that there should be such a kind of situation where you didn't get cut off to this extent. Not as is Lozayn de Chiyuv, rather to bring out the positive, that Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that I am your God. On the far, and therefore, afapi as the Chiddush, in der Azhara Dole Gabi as Cholas HaParsha is the Shlila. Even though, as explained before, what's new in these words of Ani Hashem Elokeichem in the end of the Parsha here is the negative. The fact that Ha'im Tetamu, Eini Elokeichem, that if you'll be impure, then Hashem says, I will not be a God. But nevertheless, even over here, where the point of the pasuk is the negative, in the pasuk itself, it's written in the positive that Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am your God. Well, the matada is because the purpose is as a zayin Ani Hashem Elokeichem. that Hashem should be your God in all three points that the Pasuk here says. That there should be the pleasure in the Aveda Vayid, which corresponds to the Ani. Then you have the Ani, and then also Hashem Elokeichem, which means Atzmusoi Umuhusoi Yisbarach, the very essence of Hashem, Vet Nimshech in Yidden, comes down and is drawn down into the existence of a Yidden in a pnimius, in an eternal fashion, that a Yid could live with it on his level, Biz Azder Ani, Vet Havaya Elokeichem, Koichachem V'chayiseichem, it becomes your energy and your life from Yed and Yidden, from every individual Jew.